Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Tough way to start a Monday morning.
Yeah, sorry for making you do e-buzz right after a fish funeral.
Don't you guys know I'm in mourning?
Yeah, that's my. Do you need to take a break?
My little fish nieces and nephews.
You know what? Bert's out sick today, and we just started, you know, kicked off the show with the funeral. I think we should all take the day off.
Katie, send us a break.
I'm winning.
No, we can't do that. Okay. Well, did anyone watch the Mike Tyson fight over the weekend?
Unfortunately.
Or you tried to?
I tried to. The real fight was between the people in Netflix.
Yeah, the buffering on the butt.
Uh-huh.
So Mike Tyson and former YouTuber Jake Paul had an 8-round fight in Arlington, Texas over the weekend, and it was going to be streamed on Netflix. And all I saw from everybody was just the same screenshot of the Netflix screen where it's just that circle of death where it's like buffering. So many people were having a hard time actually watching the fight. But if you were able to see what went down, Mike Tyson lost.
Yeah, he lost pretty bad too. I mean, I think in watching it, a lot of people, especially my generation of people who grew up watching Mike Tyson, had like, you wanted that nostalgia moment. You wanted to see that flash of the old Mike that you grew up watching. But as soon as the fight started, I think you realized that Mike was fighting Father Time a lot more than he was fighting Jake Paul.
Yeah, it was a unanimous decision that Jake Paul ended up winning. But I don't know why. Because Jake Paul is my age. I grew up seeing Jake Paul on YouTube. So when I heard that he was fighting Mike Tyson, I was like, there's literally no way Mike Tyson is going to lose to this guy. So I know I for sure didn't expect to see Mike Tyson lose. But did anybody else, did you feel like this is, Mike Tyson has no chance. This guy's 27. He's ripped. He's a millionaire. He's probably going to lose.
I mean, I think if you know the sport of boxing, you know that Mike was definitely fighting an uphill battle. It's a young man's sport. It just is what it is. Of course, if Mike was in his prime and Jake Paul is in his prime, we got a whole different conversation. But the man is 58 years old, and I know they cut up a lot of the clips and made Mike look like in training, like he could go in there and compete, which was very well done. But when the pads are hitting back and a lot younger and you have to chase him around the ring for a little bit, yeah, that age will start to show itself.
So I wasn't staying up till midnight Friday night to watch this. There was no way.
But that was smart.
But the first thing I'm not kidding you. I was so invested. The first thing I did when I woke up Saturday was search Mike Tyson and Jake Paul to see who won. And then I'm not going to lie, I did a little bit of a gasp. I was like, oh, because I was rooting for Mike Tyson for multiple reasons, just because I really wanted Jake Paul to be put in his place. but I did appreciate what The Game posted on X, because, of course, so many people are coming down on Tyson. But The Game posted, I see all these weird celebrities and words saying Mike looked bad. This was sad and disgusting, etc. Y'all goofy. I saw a 58-year-old legend go 8 rounds with a 27-year-old in front of the world in a sold-out football stadium and walk away with $20 million, his dignity, and yet another achievement he said was only for him. I'm proud of you, champ.
And that's why Mike is Mike. He's still a legend, and he got in there, and he wasn't afraid. I think Jake did have to kind of take it a little easy on him towards the end simply because Jake had a lot more stamina than him. But other than that, yeah, I do applaud Mike for getting in there and giving it a shot. But at this point, I don't blame Mike for anything. I blame Jake Paul for not fighting someone within his age that's a formidable fighter. You keep saying you want to be considered a real fighter. Well, then you have to fight someone that we would consider in their prime and that's still fighting. Until then, I think everybody knows that Jake Paul out here to get a check.
He was a gracious winner, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think the more I learn about boxing and fighting, I realize that there's a lot of like storylines behind everything. So like, yes, they're going to like try and rile up their opponent and try and get a storyline going, that it's like, I know that these two men behind the scenes actually have like real respect for each other. So I think they actually are both winners because they both walked away with millions of dollars for what? Like a 30-minute fight?
Yeah, I think Jake got something like over 40 and Mike got over 20, and they were both respectful. It was Logan. It was Jake's brother, Logan Paul, who was a little disrespectful towards Mike at the end of the fight.
Really?
Because Mike just made a point to say, like, you know, they asked Mike what's next, and he's like, oh, I'll fight his brother next. And he said it out of, like, you know, yeah. And then Logan is like, oh, I genuinely killed you, Mike.
Okay, let's...
Like, bro, pipe down, buddy. Yeah. That's Michael Tyson over there. Like,
put some respect on his name.
Exactly.
Well, Mike Tyson actually did tweet out something pretty concerning because he obviously was talking about the fact that, you know, he lost, but he still feels like he's won in some ways because he said he almost died in June. He said he had 8 blood transfusions, lost half of his blood, 25 pounds in the hospital, and had to fight to get healthy so that he won. So he says that he's just happy to be here, honestly.
Do we know what happened to him?
I don't.
No, he just sent out kind of a vague tweet about like what happened, but it must have been pretty concerning to say that you've almost died over the summer and then to be back in the ring pretty soon. That's pretty impressive. Crazy. All right, Daniel Craig is teasing who the next James Bond may be. I'm going to tell you about the clue he dropped over the weekend on your next E-Buzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.